My name is Norman Miles, and I left school in 1948 at the age of 16 and went to work in a factory at a small village called Mamaelod in Wales, which manufactured nylon textile products. Nylon was the coming fibre. It had been invented by a man called Carruthers in the United States of America, and its production had been stunted by the intervention of World War II, and it wasn't until those immediate post-war years that it was finally bearing fruit. And it had already been used to manufacture parachutes, very necessary materials during World War II, and it had also been used in the manufacture of nylon stockings. What they hadn't been used for hitherto were the manufacture of men's hose, and it's that interest which has brought me to brag about my nylon socks, which are now 51 years old and show scarcely any signs of wear until this day. They were issued to me together with 11 other assistants, and we were instructed in those days to wear them for every day for 6 weeks and to wash them each evening and have them inspected each morning. They were all navy blue because it was extremely difficult to dye nylon, and the remarkable thing is that while I haven't worn them for every day for the past 50 years, I do occasionally wear them. When I mean occasionally, I mean once in 2 months, and they show as little sign of wear after all this time than almost any article that I've ever possessed. We have to examine the fact that until 1948, socks had been traditionally made from cotton, wool, rayon even, but not nylon. And nylon socks were, if you wish, a new invention. Nylon 66, so-called, the most famous nylon of all, was made from a couple of substances, one of which is hexamethylene diamine, and the other one adipic acid. They were condensed, creating a polyamide, which when melted in non-oxidizing conditions produced these wonderfully strong tensile fibers. Nylon thereafter became the trade name by which these wonderful fibers were known. While nylon had been invented in 1935 in the United States, the World War II meant that there were serious shortages of food and clothing in Britain, not only between 1939 and 45, but for long after the war. And ladies' hosiery in Britain had become virtually unobtainable. A small quantity of nylon stockings had entered the country via American troops who were stationed in the United Kingdom, and to obtain a pair of these stockings, the female of the species would sacrifice almost anything. And indeed, legend has it that they did. Unquestionably, nylon is a major 20th century invention. Even now, and there have been many more important fibers developed, terylene, dacron, among them. Nylon, I think, will be an important fibre well into the new millennium.